where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And now it is my pleasure to introduce Shireel Mosi, the inventor of a product line called MinkyBlue.com. She has the most incredible bags for women, and she's also using AI. Welcome, Shireel. Are you helping people with AI now? Is that part of your business?
Yeah, I have Minky Blue. I'm still selling Minky Blue. So when I first got started with my business, it was maybe 13 years or so ago. At the time, I was running a nonprofit where I helped low-income single moms in college pay for childcare. And I would see the moms come in struggling with their diaper bag and their book bag. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm taking the train in the city and I have my lunch bag and I had my shoes in a plastic grocery bag and I had my laptop bag. So I was carrying all of these bags. And I just wanted one bag that I could organize and separate everything in the bag and not be struggling with two or three bags. And I thought there's got to be a bag on the market where I could separate my shoes or my lunch in the same bag from my purse essentials. And I went shopping for this bag and I looked on the internet and I couldn't find anything. And I said, maybe I can make this bag. And I was like, nah, I don't know the first thing about manufacturing. I don't know about marketing or anything like that. And it took me a minute before I made that decision, said that yes, that whole mind shift, and decided I'm just going to go for it. And that's how I got started in the bag industry.
What can you say that you've learned over the years as a business owner that you want to share with other people who are thinking about starting a business like yours?
I think number one is about solving a problem that other people need. I think that's the biggest thing for me is that when I started, it was about solving a problem. Because when I was on the train going into the city with all of these bags, I'm looking around on the train and I'm seeing other women with two or three bags and their shoes in a bag. So I knew it was a problem that needed to be solved. So I would say that would be the first thing. And then the other thing is really enjoying the process. You have to love what you do because you're going to get up every morning and tackle this thing and work on this problem. So that's another piece of it that would be a part of my advice.
And what have been some of your biggest challenges? You've been doing this now for 13 years. That's really a remarkable track record. I mean, most businesses don't survive for that long. What was your journey like and what were some of the bigger challenges that you faced?
The biggest challenge is manufacturing. So I mentioned that when I started, you know, I didn't know anything about manufacturing. I never designed a bag before. I mean, I never even worked at the mall in a store, so I didn't know anything about retail. But I made that decision, and initially I wanted to manufacture in the U.S., but the cost was just so expensive during that time. And so I made that decision to go and manufacture over China. I made another decision to actually travel to China and scope out some manufacturers during that time. But that was a real challenge because I didn't know anything about manufacturing. So my first order, I had ordered a couple of thousands of bags. And that first order that I got, 30% was defective. So I could have actually easily stopped at the beginning of my journey because I lost a lot of money. And I know we always talk about the quality of product coming out of China. And part of that was not knowing the process, not understanding manufacturing, not knowing how to communicate with the manufacturer early on. So I wouldn't say that that was fully the manufacturer's fault because I was naive. And as I look back, there was a lot of things that I didn't understand to be able to convey with the manufacturer to make sure things were correct.
If you had it to do over, would you hire an agent to do that for you? Like someone in the States that travels to China that knows the factories?
Actually, over the years, after that mistake, I did hire somebody that lived in Hong Kong that would be my production manager. And we actually became very good friends. She would travel back and forth to New York, and I met her. And then I met her when I went to China again. And she came and she stayed with me at my house. So that's how close friends we became. And she became my production manager. And of course, things were improved over that time. But manufacturing has definitely been the biggest challenge over the years. You know, even that journey going from the factory and bringing it over to the U.S., I've had unforeseen challenges at the port. One year, the workers were on strike, which drove up my prices because it was sitting at the port. It's all of those things that you have no control over while you're running a business. It becomes really challenging.
Do you feel like having intellectual property has helped your business? Can you put an ROI on it at all?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question because I knew when I started, I filed for a patent in 2013, right after I designed the bag, because I knew that if I was going to go into this business, I needed something to differentiate from everything else on the market because handbag industry is so saturated. And me as a new designer, an unknown designer, how can I differentiate my product from everything else on the market? And so I came up with this idea to put a shelf in the middle of my bag to be able to separate my lunch or my shoes. And all of my bags, I market them as travel and work, but all of my bags include this little insulated lunch bag inside the bag.
Awesome.
So I don't have to carry an extra lunch bag in there or toiletries or makeup. And when I'm not using this bag, I actually put my shoes down here or a change of clothes or my workout gear all at the bottom of the bag. And then here is where I put that shelf right in the middle of the bag. So I can separate my purse essentials here from my shoes or my lunch at the bottom. So I'm not carrying shoes in a plastic grocery bag. I'm not carrying an extra lunch bag. So the patent comes in is that the shelf here, when I unzip it, I can unzip it and open it up and turn it into a full backpack or a tote bag. So it's a convertible bag. Wow. And then I can put my laptop in here. So the patent is really on that shelf, the functionality of the shelf to be able to open it up. As an entrepreneur, we come up with a lot of different things. I really think it's important for your intellectual property because a few years ago, my bags went viral on social media. And I was like, oh, no, I know I'm going to get copied. I just know I'm going to get copied on Amazon. And lo and behold, the suppliers started making my bags with the convertible shelf and so on. And so Amazon has a program to help patent holders on their platform. And so we started going after those suppliers, and I have licensees now. So I allow them to sell their bags for $49.99, $39.99, but I collect licensing fees from those suppliers. So intellectual property has helped me tremendously. I think it's important.
Yeah, we hear that that's actually worked out pretty well for you. It can make a difference when you have intellectual property, you have options that, you know, and you didn't have to go to court. You only had to go to Amazon, right?
Right.
And that's another important piece when you're in the consumer products area. You have options. You don't have to file an expensive lawsuit to enforce your rights.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that the bags, I've been featured on QVC and the Today Show. The bags are now sold in Macy's. So it's about perseverance and working through all of those to get to the successes. I won a TV show called America's Big Deal, which actually I was awarded $100,000 to get into Macy's. So I really want to make sure that people understand, even though you go through a lot of different challenges, it's about the perseverance and keep pushing to see the success and the wins. So,
wow. Well, we couldn't be happier for you. I thank you for sharing that.
So, yeah. So to find these bags, it's minkyblue.com, right? And that's MINKEEblue.com. I think the originals are probably a lot better than the knockoffs, honestly. I'm getting an original. I'm not buying a knockoff.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful product. And how else can people reach out to you?
It's at Minky Blue on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. But they can reach me through the website, too. I have a contact form there as well.
Excellent. Thank you, Sheryl.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.